The law mandating the racial and ethnic data collection officially ended on June 30th, but in Dane, Brown, and Milwaukee counties and the cities of Madison, Green Bay, and Milwaukee, police are still typing the race and ethnicity of each driver they stop into a database and then analyzing the trends. Green Bay Police Chief Jim Arts was on the statewide commission that initially drafted the law mandating the collection of racial and ethnic data.
One of the things that this initiative did is forced us to get off our cans and get electronic citations. Now, Green Bay is approximately 80% white, but people get caught up on those large numbers and they need to really be able to drill down to, we do a lot of heavy enforcement based on location-based crime, intelligence-led type responses. So I'm very happy to keep collecting the data.
Art says he's also happy to offer that data to colleges and universities who want to do their own studies on racial profiling. Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee all have their own numbers-crunching software to analyze the data and find problems that may occur in certain neighborhoods if complaints about racial profiling start to surface. But many police departments that depended on the state to do the analysis now no longer have anywhere to send the data, and there's little incentive for them to spend money buying new software in tight economic times. The Wisconsin ACLU is launching an effort now to gather stories of racial profiling from motorists across the state in the hopes of building support for reenacting the statewide data collection mandate. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.